watch everything all the time.
So when do you sleep?
I don't sleep.
Bloody hot again today, eh? On the news they said it was 36 degrees in the shade here by us. In the shade, mark you. I like that. I felt like phoning them and asking, is that now supposed to be a joke or what? Over by the R, it was 41. Can you imagine chickens dying of heat stroke? The R. God knows this dump is bad enough, but the R, no, man, that's a fight worse than death. They say there's an old bolly who fries his breakfast eggs on his motor car bonnet in summer. Says he uses multigrade instead of margarine. Eh? Anyway, that's how bad it is. A couple of months ago, they offered me a transfer there with the pay rise. I turned it down flat. By the way, what's your name?
Martinez.
Martinez. Oh, that's a good one.
Martinez Zulu.
That's a summer Bakrat 9, man. Martin Zulu. Beaten Havurin. So, listen, Martinez, when do things get started around here? You know, the lights and the music and everything. When do you people switch on?
7 o'clock.
Hour to go, then 5 more, and it's ip-ip-poray time, eh? Goodbye, 1989. Welcome, 1990. And about bloody time, too. Hell, this year now really went slowly, eh? I thought we'd never get here. Some days at work it was so bad I used to think my watch had stopped. I checked the time and see it's 10 o'clock. 2 hours later, I checked it again and it's only 10:30. Didn't look as if it was going to be half bad in the beginning. I got to my discharge at the end of February and it looked as if things were going to be okay, you know, being home, being alive, and everything. I mean, shit, man, there I was, waking up in my own bed again with my old ma bringing me a cup of condensed milk coffee, the way I used to dream about up there at the border. Yeah, March was also all right. I had some good times, even April. But then, shit, the brick, June, July, August, September, nothing, man. All of them, just nothing. And I tried. Believe me, I tried. But I just couldn't get things going again. Every day I wake up and say to myself, come on now, kid, get your ass in gear and let's get things going today. But it's as far as it gets. It's like my pigeons. I used to be crazy about the pigeons. Me and my dad, just before he died, we had over 100 of them in a hook there in the backyard. Tumblers, poulters, homers, ricers, fantails. We had them all. This was the time when they used to flock, you know, all come together and fly around before settling into the hook for the night. Hell. Oh, it was a beautiful sight, man. Aerial maneuvers of the Karoo Squadron, we used to call it. All the time in formation. Round and round in the sky. You would think they were following orders the way all of them would suddenly swerve and change direction. Then, after my dad died, I don't know, somehow just wasn't the same anymore without him. I kept going and all that, fed them and cleaned the hook, but my heart wasn't in it the way it used to be when he was also there. Then, one morning, I go out to feed them and here, a wildcat or something had gotten into the hook at the night and had gone mad. Half of them were lying around in pieces, man, dead as freedom fighters. I had to pull the necks of another 10 of them that were still alive. They was in such a bad way. They did it. I sold them and thought that was the end of it. Well, not a damn. I'm sitting up there on the border one day. And this is years later, remember. And suddenly, I find myself thinking about them and how lekker it would be to start up again, buy a few breeding pairs, fix up the hook and watch them fly at sunset. From then on, that was all I used to think about. You've got to have something to think about up there, man, otherwise you go mad. I'm not joking. I've seen it happen. Anyway, the truth of the matter is I haven't done a bloody thing about it since I've been back. The old hook is still standing there on 3 legs. Ready to fall over, full of spider webs. I don't know what it is, man, but I just can't.